And this year is a continuation of the previous year, where we saw the kasha, the note of Yehuda. How come the Gemara doesn't say ein iser cholal iser when talking about making an iser shavua, when making a shavua on what's the Torah already asered or in a mitzvah? It doesn't use the lashon of ein iser cholal iser. It uses the lashon of mushba vomed mehar Sinai. In the previous year, we saw neflos mitaras Hashem to explain that. And now we're going to go on a different derech with the Rebbe Chanan. Rebbe Chanan writes in the Kuntres Divrei Sofrim in Simen Aleph, Oslamen Aleph, Lamed Beis, that according to the Ramban, who holds that the Jewish people were mitzvah b'Sinai to be mekabel the mitzvahs based in Hagadol, so if so, it should be that if we have a safek takonas based in, we should go l'churma. If the Torah tells us to listen to the Beis in Hagadol, then if we have a suffix, we should go l'churma. So Rabbi Chanan writes, V'shamati mi moiri v'rabi hagoin Reb Chaim Halevi mi brisk zatzal v'faresh das haramban d'nehi nami sh'nitztavenu b'sinai l'shmo al adivrei chachomim v'overal devrem overal atzivui hazeh aval ein behem iser mitzad atzman. So Rabbi Chaim explained that yes, you might think that according to the Ramban, you should go besafek takanas based in l'chorma because the Torah tells us to listen to takanas based in. So explains Reb Chaim, why not? That it's granted that we were commanded at Sinai to listen to the words of the Chachamim. And if one is over al divrei Chachamim, he is over al nistzivui. But it's not aser mitzad atzmo. For example, shvus, rabbinic decrees on Shabbos are not d'oraisa. They don't have d'oraisa dika status of iser Shabbos. And the secondary arayas that the Torah didn't aser are not isurei biyam in haTorah. Rather, there's a tzivui klali midoy raisa, not to be over al divrehem. For example, like a king, you're not allowed to be mamres pi hamelech. You're not allowed to rebel against the king. So it doesn't mean that each individual command of the king is what the Torah commanded. It means in general you're not allowed to go against what the king commanded. So when do you go to Chumrah? When there's a specific tzivui. But there's no specific tzivui on what the Beis Din said. There's a general tzivui to listen to the Beis Din, but there's no specific tzivui that what this specific takan of the Beis Din Hagadol must be followed. And therefore we don't go to Chumrah. We only go to Chumrah there's a specific chiyuv. So that's the Divrei Sof from Siman Aleph Oslam and Aleph Lam and Beis Din, the Kovet Ha'oris. And Simet HaZayin Oz Tess, Rebbe Chanan writes that for this reason, Shavua Chola Al Divrehen, Kalak Agoin, HaNishba Shalo Lechol B'Tishabov, Eino Domo LeNishba Shalo Yochal B'Yom HaKippurim, that for this reason, a Shavua is Chal on rabbinic laws, because if someone's Nishba Natid on Tishabov, it's not similar to being Nishba Natid on Yom Kippur, because Achilas Tishabov has no Isser Mitzar Atzmo like Achilas Yom Kippur, Vein Achinami, Shim Yishba Shalo Shmol Divrechom Eino Shavua Chola. If somebody makes a shvua, I'm not going to listen to the chachamim, that's not chal, because a shvua is not chal on what the Torah already commanded. If a person says he's not going to do what the rabbis answered, the shvua is chal, because the maisa mitzad atzmo is not aser midoraisa. The maisa itself is not aser. There's a general command to listen to the rabbis. There's a general command to listen to the rabbis, and the rabbis said not to eat on Yom Tisha B'Av. But the maisa of eating on Tisha B'Av is not what's aser. Midoraisa. It's that you didn't listen to the rabbis. So therefore the shvua would be chal not to eat on Tisha B'Av. Because there's no specific command in the Torah not to eat on Tisha B'Av. And therefore the shvua has place to be chal. There is no previous command not to eat on Tisha B'Av. How do you define the command? Listen to the rabbis. The rabbis told you not to eat on Tisha B'Av. The command is listen to the rabbi. So if I make a shvu afterwards, I'm not going to eat on Tisha B'Av. The shvu is chal, because it's not being chal in a previous iser. Because there is no iser not to eat on Tisha B'Av minat Torah. The only commandment is to listen to the rabbis. So if I afterwards make a shvu and not to eat on Tisha B'Av, we don't say in iser chal al iser. because the there's no previous issur here not to eat on Tisha B'Av. What's the issur? That we have to, the din is to listen to the rabbis, but not to eat on Tisha B'Av. So if I make a shvur not to eat on Tisha B'Av, it's not taking effect on a previous issur. Because what's the mice? The mice of achil on Tisha B'Av is mutter min haTorah per se. The problem is you're not listening to the rabbis, but the mice of achil on Tisha B'Av is mutter min haTorah. Mele, if I make a shvur not to eat on Tisha B'Av, the shvur is chal. Now, pi divrei Reb Chaim, says Hagon Rabbi Yosef Feierstein, that's how. Yitochein sheish lechalek agam kein benidon didon. We can also make a chiluk for our purposes of a nishba lekayim as a mitzvah. So if not for the shvu of Har Sinai, even though a person would be mitzuve betor not to eat nevelus, nevertheless, the din is lekayim gzeiras hamelech. And when you're nishba not to eat nevelus, what is incumbent upon you from now is not to eat nevelus. Because that's the shibur that you are mishabed yourself with your shvu. In other words, originally, if not for the shvuah, as we discussed in the previous shvuah, the shvuah is mishabed the guf. So if not for the shvuah, what would be the definition? This is again based on the model of Reb Chaim. What would be the definition? This is not what Reb Chaim says, based on his model. What would be the definition, if not for the shvuah satorah? The definition of Isser Nevela? L'kayim gzeres hamelech. L'kayim gzeres hamelech. U'kshenishba shalalechol nevelis. What's mutal on you now, what's incumbent upon you now, is not to eat nevelis. Because that's the shibud. When I make a shavua not to eat nevelis, now I have a shibud on my goof that I'm not going to eat a nevela. Because we defined shavua as a shibud haguf in the previous shiurim. So on the chinuch like that. So what's now mutal on me after I took the shvuah of Har Sinai is lo lechol nevelis. Vimkein ein shayich b'zein isur chol al isur. V'shvuah isur chol al isur Torah me'achar shemikoach isur asheni rami alei dover shoyne lechalut mimaydi rami alav mikoach isur arishan. No longer shayich to say ein isur chol al isur. And the shvuah would be chal al isur Torah. In other words, originally, what's the Isur Torah? The Isur Torah is l'kayim gzeres hamelech. So gzeres hamelech is not to eat nevelis, but it's defined as gzeres hamelech. And now I'm taking a shvua not to eat nevelis, so that should be chal. Because what's the shvua not to eat nevelis? There's a chshibur haguf now not to eat nevelis. That's different than l'kayim gzeres hamelech. Shnei mokdim shonim, kavi she'amarnu ba'ashir ha'kodem. Two different loci, two different foci. So that would be similar to the shavua not to eat on Tisha B'Av. What's the shavua not to eat on Tisha B'Av? Torah says, listen to the rabbis. The rabbis happen to say not to eat on Tisha B'Av, but the Isser Torah is chachamim, following the chachamim, that's the din Torah. And then I'm taking a shavua not to eat on Tisha B'Av. So shavua is chal. Because the maisim suim of eating on Tisha B'Av wasn't answered by the Torah already. So to hear, lulei shvuas Har Sinai, then the Isser Torah is the kaim gzeres hamelech, and my shvuah is a shibur aguf on this specific maisa. Mashen kein after shvuas Har Sinai, that now our guf is mushbo mechuyev shelo lechol nevelis. So now even without your shvuah, there's a shibur aguf, because mitzvah haTorah is no longer merely the kaim gzeres hamelech. Mitzvah Torah is a shibur haguf to do this specific maisa, to be mekayim gzeres hamelech. So my yosif li ashvua. So now I'm taking a shvua not to eat nevelus. What am I adding? I already have a shibur aguf because of mushbavom and mehar sinai not to eat nevelus. So that's why the Gemara uses a lashon of mushbavom and mehar sinai, that if I take a shvua not to do an isser, I'm already mushbavom in mehar sinai. Which means that, yes, now with the shvua, I'm taking upon myself a shibur aguf not to eat a nevela, for example. But at Har Sinai, I already have a shibur aguf natid in a veil. That's what the Shvuah Me'ar Sinai is. That's why the Torah Dafka had to say Shvuah Me'ar Sinai. Even though it's coming from Enis or Chalal Isser. The Gemara uses Dafka that lashon to teach us this chiddush. That it's the same shibur aguf. And the same thing when it comes to Nishba L'Kayimus HaMitzvah. Nishba L'Vatel HaMitzvah. If I swear I'm not going to eat matzah, I'm Mushba V'Amid Me'Har Sinai. At Har Sinai, I was already Mishabid my goof to eat the matzah. So before the Mushba V'Amid Me'Har Sinai, it's just L'Kayim Gzeres HaMel, so it's like being Nishba not to light Hanukkah candles. That's Shvuah Ischal, because the Torah never tells me to light Hanukkah. The Torah just says, listen to Chazal. But now that we have Shvuah Har Sinai, I already have this Shibur HaGuf to listen to the eat matzah. And the Meila, the Shvuah, the Kaimus, the Mitzvah is in Chal. Because I'm ready Mushba Vomein Me'Har Sinai. Ein Itzur Chal Alisir. And that's similar to what we said in the previous shiur. Here we're just adding in the beautiful Reb Chaim. But it's the same yisod that we said in the previous shiur, that lulei Shvuah Har Sinai, your goof wouldn't be meshubed l'kayimus hamitzvos. And the din of Enitz or Chalal Isser is shayach only when the chalos of both the surim are equal. But what's Har Sinai lule the Shvua? Zeres HaMelech. And what's the Isser I'm bringing on myself? It's chalos al gufo. There we wouldn't say Nisr Chalala, so therefore the Torah after the Gemara says Dafka Mushba Vome Me'ar Sinai. But it doesn't have to say that, like we said in the previous year, by the Isser of Eish Yisach Chalalachos Isha. There it's the same Moked, it's the same Chalos, both Isser Machal in the same place. And now we see the Reb Chaim. Why there's no Isser on why we don't say Mushba V'Omed when somebody makes a Shavua and a Dirabbanan? Because the Dirab, why you don't have to listen to Takanas Beis Din? Why you don't have to be Machmer and Takanas Beis Din and not Lechumra? Because the Torah never tells us to listen to this specific Maisa of Takanas Beis Din, just in general. And that's, we only go Lechumra when there's a specific Tzivui. And Rabbi Chanan says that for this reason, Shavua is Chalal Dirabbanan. Because in Dirabbanans, Torah never says not to do the Dirabban. Torah says in general to listen to the rabbis. So Shvuah has room to be Chal. It's only when the Torah tells us specifically to do or not to do something there, there's no room for the Shvuah. The Shvuah is already Chal. The Shvuah is already Chal Mi Sinai. But that's only because we're Mushba V'Omid Me'ar Sinai. Lulei Kein, it would be, if not for that, it would just be Gzeres HaMelech in general to listen to the king. But there's no Chalos HaGuf and the Shvuah should be Chal. So Kamash Mela, no, we're Mushba V'Omid Me'ar Sinai. And therefore, Enis or Chalal Isser. The goof is already mushba. There's no room for this additional. The goof is already mushba, not eat the veil. The goof is already mushba to eat matzah. So the Isser can't be chal. How can I be nishba levatel as hamitzvah? I'm already mushba to be makayim the mitzvah. Shvu is a goof. And so how can the Shvuah be mevatel that? Already was nishba not eat nevelis. It's something specific on nevelis. It's not general gzeres hamelech. It's a shibra guf. So how does my shibra guf of the Shvuah add? It doesn't. And it's a chal iser because of the mushba vomit me'ar Sinai. So that's a beautiful mahalach. And in coming up, upcoming attractions in Mirtz Hashem is learning the Shitas HaRosh about Mitzvah Talmud Torah and continuing the flow Mamish Mitaras Hashem Yisbarach. I'm looking so forward in Mirtz Hashem to sing amazing Torah. Bezrat Hashem. Hashem should just give us the life and the health and the financial means, the Simchas Chaim and the Menuchas HaNefesh, the time to Lilmodu Lalamed Lishma Velas Lakhanis called Divrei Salma Torah Bihava, and we should do it together. My sweet friends, you should also have all the brachas and prosperity and good health and everything you need. Love, Dobemis. Shalom, shalom.